Hello, everyone, and welcome to our week 3 Love Islander hop-up. I am your host, Kirsten McInnes, and as always, I am wrapped in a blanket doing my best impression of E.T. in a bicycle basket. And I'm joined by my amazing co-host, Ryan Scally. Scally, how are you?
I am good. I'm excited to talk about, what is this, week 3 of Love Island. I feel like a lot went on. We're getting, some of the challenges are a little more fun. We have 17 different people to talk about, which is a little bit overwhelming, but I'm sure we'll handle it or figure it out.
17 Islanders, 5 episodes, 1 Love Islander hop-up.
It's so much, but we'll figure.
That's okay. I feel like if it comes back for season 2, maybe we would do twice a week.
Yeah, no, that's fine. We can definitely break it up that way. But, fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed that we get the opportunity. I also had the opportunity this week to talk to some of the Islanders that went home, and that was really exciting. I don't want to bury the lead here. So hopefully everyone checked out my exit interviews with Alana, Mallory, and Kristen. And let me tell you, my life is complete now that I've talked to Alana. I think we're best friends now.
Oh, she was so great on the podcast. You were even better interviewing, but no, it was great. Stop. Very solid.
Okay, perfect. So let's jump into the week. So at the start of the week, all the way back on Monday, the couples we had were Zach and Elizabeth, Kira and Cashel, Dylan and Alexandra, Weston and Katrina. And then for singles, we had Caro, Yemen, and Winston, because of course there was the dumping last Friday. So that's kind of where it all starts out. We get the reaction to Kristen and Cormac leaving, which I didn't find that exciting.
No, not at all. It definitely, there was really nothing there. I mean, looking back, you can say again, wow, not many of these couples survived the week, but not many of these people either.
Yeah, it really was a bloodbath, and it only is going to get worse this week. So we get kind of the opening to the big story of the week, which is the Kira and Cashel drama. So Kira in confessional says that she is worried that she feels more of a friendship for him. They have a conversation where she doesn't want to waste any more time. She doesn't feel like they click. And Cashel's like, yeah, like, okay, but he does not seem stoked on this.
Yeah, again, as we've been tracking, they're up and down. One of them's in, one of them's out all the time. They never seem to be like on the right wavelength. As a fan of them both, I'm not happy to see it, but finally looked like it is starting to stick.
Yeah, we're at least getting a resolution. We then also got Elizabeth and Zach do a quote unquote scavenger hunt question mark. So that he can ask her to officially be his girlfriend.
I mean, in the villa, you have nothing to do but hang out with each other. You have time. You can get elaborate and get creative. But Zach does like the laziest scavenger hunt I've ever seen, which I wouldn't dignify it by calling it a scavenger hunt. More of just like, yeah, okay, go here, then go there. Oh, we're done.
Yeah, literally, it's like not even like, oh, go to the first place we kissed. It's, remember when the first time we kissed was up on the upstairs area? Go there.
Yeah, it could have been like at least give me a half-assed riddle, make her figure something out. But it's just like, oh, here's like two of my boys. They're going to tell you like, no, actually run around the villa, do a couple laps, and I'll see you later.
It honestly, it seems like many things, Zach procrastinated on this one and it did not pay off.
You took the words right out of my mouth. He procrastinated. Send him around a couple more laps. I'll ask her in an hour.
Yeah, it was just very bad. But they're now officially dating and they are very cute.
Yes,
but boring. But
I mean, not allowed to call couples boring on CBS reality, but I know Love Island, you're with them 24/7 and et cetera, but even by Love Island standards, I feel like this is pretty fast for the official titles.
I mean, I don't know. They're like the funniest person that each other have ever met. They have been together since night one. There's never been anything that really posed a risk to their connection. It just seems like, I don't know if they'll date in the real world, but for Love Island, I think that they are definitely the best that each other would be getting.
Yeah, if it was other Islanders, I may question it a little more in terms of, I think that getting in a very solid couple this early really puts you in a great advantage for the votes that are coming up later, especially that final vote. But I'm not sure that Elizabeth and Zach are that savvy in terms of, you know, appealing to the Stan fan base, but it seems to have been working out for them, even if it's a happy accident.
Yeah. The one thing that I picked up from the interviews earlier this week is that it does seem like the Islanders were told to watch at least one season of the UK version before coming in. So they probably have a good idea, like, what archetype of couple they are, even if it's not on purpose.
No, that's fair. And I think that this couple usually will do well on the UK version, but usually we get a little bit more of an exciting winner. Well, again, they're fun and likable. I am just going to be, I would be a little surprised to see them win overseas.
Yeah, that's where I'm fitting it in as well. But again, heckin' cute. They look great together. They're very happy. So then they get a text that the women will be leaving the villa for a girls' day. Boys are very excited to have their boys' day at the villa. And the women go for drinks at, like, not a very exciting bar.
It's like whatever, like, resort was next door that they just have, like, by the pool. Like, 100% was that. But, you know, it's Love Island. They spent all the money on the music. They can't, like, rent out an entire bar. But like you said, I think the boys, even though they're staying home, are much more excited to be getting rid of the women.
Yeah, they have an interesting experience back at the villa that we'll get to in a minute. So then we get the moment we were waiting for. The Love Liner comes in to Love Island. I know you and I were both super excited about this, thinking it was going to be very similar to the Casa Amor twist. And we get our three new men are Ray, who is 23 from Jersey, who's a dental student. We have Eric, who's 28 from Toronto, who's a tattoo shop manager, who literally in his intro package says, "Some may say I'm a player." So he's made of red flags. And then we have George, who's 30 from California, who is an interior design buyer, who says he is not just a pretty face. And some might argue, not even a pretty face.
I was going to say, spoiler alert, he may be just that, in fact. also comes with a very, very shiny chain.
It's shiny. It's too long for his neck. It's ugly anyways.
I mean, if that's the most that I have to say about George for the entirety that he was here this week, it says a lot. But yeah. George really got lost in the mix here, not to jump too far ahead.
Yeah, not too much happening there. The other thing is, so Eric lives in Toronto. And so I really was under the impression Canadians could not apply for this. And I do think that's still the case. So I just thought we should address this. I'm pretty sure he must have either dual citizenship or he's an American living in Canada.
I feel like it's only right to do your professional duty and test this out. You'll apply and then we can get the correct answer once and for all.
I actually don't think I'm allowed. So I think you would probably have to.
Well, that doesn't test anything about Canada. Seems like flawed logic. Really messed up on there.
Well, you're not wrong. But yeah, I think it's the kind of thing with, like, Brittany Blair on BB Can 3. Lived in New York at the time, but is Canadian, or like Brooklyn Heights on RuPaul's Drag Race this past season is from Canada, but I believe has dual citizenship and was not allowed to apply until she had that. So that's my theory and I'm sticking to it.
All right. That's fair. I know also, I believe it was famously Todd Herzog won, spoiler alert, on Survivor China.
But, I can't believe you would spoil that.
I know. I'm so anti-spoiler and it's a great season. So skip ahead 15 seconds if you haven't. But
I think Todd, it's too late.
No. Well, so winner of Survivor China is Todd Herzog, I believe had dual citizenship and had to give it up to claim the prize. So it is always an interesting dilemma to see.
Well, except for now, Canadians are allowed on Survivor. Do you think he can get it back?
I don't know that he can get it back. I don't think Survivor really has the input there.
Yeah, so there's the new men. And then we have the new women who come in. So we have Kelsey, who is 25 from Delaware. She's a marketing manager who has never been in love. There's Marley, who is a 20-year-old server from Miami, who is interested in Winston. And we have Isada, I think I said that right, who is a 26-year-old model from the Bronx. She has had heartbreaks in the past, and the girls need to watch out. So what are your thoughts on the women?
Right away, I'm excited because I hear Isada's from the Bronx, from New York. She looks cool. I like her right away. She has like a cool, interesting package. Kelsey's lives in Newark, Delaware, which where I went to college, very familiar with the area. And so I'm all right. I can, you know, get behind these two. And Marley, 20-year-old server, perfectly fine. I'm excited to have someone in the villa finally that is interested in Winston.
Yeah, Winston needs a connection at this point, so I'm really happy to see that. I know I saw a lot of comments on Twitter and Facebook about Kelsey's spray tan, and I just want to address that. Of guys, shut the hell up about her spray tan. Do you know what happens when you get a bad spray tan? You have to live with it. It is so hard to get rid of it if you're not happy, and like, she just has to live with it. Like, you can't really get rid of it. I famously got a spray tan for Big Brother Canada 7 because everyone does. And then I got home and literally it took weeks for this patchy, not patchy, it was a great spray tan, but it came off in patches and it was a horrible experience. So I can understand why she's not out there trying to scrub it off the whole time. So everyone just shut up.
Yeah, not
also,
ideal.
It's not that bad. Like, I've seen worse.
I've definitely seen worse, if that's the bar we're judging by. But yeah, I leave her alone. She's fine. Kelsey, I mean, I may complain that she might be, you know, the B word, a little boring, but I am not going to complain about anything with her, you know, spray tan.
Yeah. So everyone shut the hell up. If you don't want a spray tan, don't get one. Anyways, so the women come in while the men are attempting what I've been informed is called a push-up stack. Now, have you ever heard of this before, Skelly?
I have heard of this. I have not done a push-up stack. I mean, it's standard bro stuff, as they say, you know.
I'm not a bro, so I could never understand.
Well, see, this is why they were so excited for all the women to leave, because we can't tell you about these things. It's things that we do when you're gone. But yeah, it was it was an interesting edit on it. I mean, there's definitely like, whatever, they're goofing around. But it was
just
funny.
Such a weird visual. I like truly was like, what am I seeing right now? Like, what is happening?
Well, especially if you had the sound off, like they didn't, not one person got into a push-up position. So it was a very confusing visual.
They were just in a stack.
Yeah. I mean,
I saw no push-up.
Whatever makes them happy.
Is it called a bro stack?
No.
If they're not doing a push-up?
I guess that's fair.
Anyways, whatever. If you don't want to do a push-up stack, don't do one. It's fine. So then we get scenes of the new Islanders mingling with the old. They're drinking. They're having a great time. I was personally very invested in Yemen and Asada's conversation about astrology. She's a Taurus. He's a Virgo. Really wish that they had talked about their where their Venus is, because that's how you kind of determine relationships. But whatever, it's fine.
Oh, well, they seemed very excited about it. I was going to trust them and you to tell me if that was true. But apparently, without their Venus, you're not really helping me out here.
You can't determine anything based just on sun sign. You need the full chart. So all I'm right. Going to need their birth date, the birth time, and the location they were born in for both of them. And then I can do some compatibility.
That's really personal information for you to be asking of reality TV contestants.
Well, if I get an exit interview, that's going to be the top of all of my questions moving forward. Hi, oh, no. What date were you born on? What time and what location? Okay, thank you. And then I'll prepare charts for all of
these
them.
These first three really got off easy.
Well, hopefully I'll be able to get them back on the back on the line. We also got a great scene of Kelsey saying that she's interested in someone 6'5" or above, and Cashel has the really great response of, well, get out of here then.
Yeah, well, as we get people talking about astrology, people talking about how they want someone who's impossibly tall. I was like, wow, this episode is made for Kirsten. She must be really excited and relating to all of the new people.
No, 6'5" is too tall.
Oh, too tall. Sorry.
Sorry. 6'4" is the ideal. Anyway. No, I'm just kidding, guys. It's fine. You just have to be taller than me. And then we have Eric is kind of bonding with Caro and actually asks her about her baby voice.
Yeah, with basically the entire internet throwing questions at us, throwing questions at each other. Why is Caro using this baby voice? I can't explain it. She says it's part of her charm. And, you know, he smooths that, you know, kind of brushes off like, okay, yeah, sure, whatever. Let Caro do what she wants, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. Like, there's moments where it comes out more aggressively, but in general, I don't notice it that much.
I definitely notice it. Like, it's definitely a thing. She definitely leans on it. No,
she definitely does it. And, like, there are moments where it's, like, really, really strong. And I'm like, oh, okay, wow, that's a baby voice. But then, like, sometimes she does it and she doesn't do it that much. And I don't care that much. I just don't want to be policing how people talk.
Yeah, I mean, with Caro, like, I need, like, entertaining people. I will take all of her quirks, bring them on the show. So bring on the baby voice, bring on all the other parts of Caro. I'm excited.
Yeah, everything Caro all the time is my life motto. Kelsey teaches the boys Irish step dancing.
Yeah, my sister did do Irish step dancing, so I've seen it for forever, but never done it myself. They all seemed game, though. I don't know if this would qualify as bro stuff, like the push-up stack, but, you know, another little scene.
I mean, yeah, I don't think it counts as bro stuff if there's women present.
True.
You know, we get the awkward moment where Zach says he's open to talking to new people, even though he literally just defined the relationship with Elizabeth.
Yeah, this is like, all right, Zach's a little doofy. Like, that's where, like, as I was saying before, like, I don't think Zach and Elizabeth are the type of people who to, like, get into a relationship this early because they're trying to, like, work the vote. Like, Zach forgot to tell people that he was dating someone, you know, 30 minutes after he asked her out. So I don't think he's the conniving type.
How do you forget to tell people that? Like,
and it's not even like he forgets to mention it. Like, they ask him point blank, like, oh, are you willing to get in? Of course, I'm very willing to get I'm good with Elizabeth, but I'm ready to talk to new people. Like, what?
Yeah, it was not great. And when Elizabeth finds out about this, she's upset naturally, which is totally understandable.
Yeah. And we get like a little confessional of her talking about how people mistake her kindness for weakness. Really doesn't get to elaborate anything on there. Like, I want to see more from Elizabeth. I know, like, in the Twitter game later, people said that, like, she's kind of on top of Zach, but I don't really feel like we see enough of either of them, really. Not that there's that much exciting that has been shown.
Yeah. The thing is, I know them. The thing is like, this is what they're showing us. So I assume these are like the most exciting things they do. So I don't even want to imagine what they're doing the rest of the time. Like, and the thing is it's like, we haven't seen her be kind or be weak.
I told you this off air, but I know someone who knows Elizabeth and has said that she's very fun, that they knew there was like rumblings that she might, you know, be flying out somewhere. But and she's fun. She's cool. She moved out to L.A. And unfortunately, we're not seeing that on TV.
Yeah, I really wish we could see a little bit more. Hopefully that's all true. We also get the new connection between Weston and Kelsey, where they talk for a long time, apparently like an hour and a half, which has to feel like 3 days in the villa.
I mean, you have nothing but time, but still, I feel like everyone's around. So like, it's just impossible to have someone not walk in and just interrupt.
Yeah, very strange. And then Katrina is super jealous of that. And Cashel wants to use Kelsey to make Kira jealous, because at this point he is fighting for her.
Not my favorite look from Cashel.
I don't know who needs to hear this, but just don't try to make other people jealous. It never works.
Like, especially, like, I don't know, like, if Kelsey's in on it, like, still not great, but like, to do it when she's not aware was especially like not cute.
Yeah, don't use people. They're not chess pieces, especially on Love Island.
Yeah.
And so
at more this like checker point, pieces.
I mean, maybe checker pieces. I don't know. What's easier than checkers? Snakes and ladders?
Yeah, it's shoots and ladders, but okay, keep going.
Ugh, whatever. It's the same thing. Anyways, we have 17 islanders at this point. What the hell?
It's so much. I mean, even I later in when they make them all sit around the fire pit, you can see that the two people on the ends are like, they're just like holding themselves on, like supporting themselves on a leg. Like, people got to go. We're done. Get them out.
Yeah, there's no room. We got to make some quick cuts. And honestly, I don't think they cut enough people this week.
I don't think so either. I really, especially they tease like new Islanders are coming in. Like, where are they sleeping?
Yeah, it's a breakneck pace with USA Love Island. So then we start the next episode where they're playing sexy Jenga. Again, quotation mark, question mark. Not that exciting.
No, very, very tame compared to the UK. Just as if with like most games here, like many of them are CBS 8 o'clock friendly. And so we get some kissing and that's about it.
Yeah. The only like notable moments were when Cashel kisses Kelsey and you see that Kira's like jealous about it. And when Isada announces that she is celibate after getting kiss the person you most want to have sex with. And I have a problem with that because you can be celibate by choice and still want to have sex.
Yeah, she was like, well, I don't want to. I was like, okay, like, all right, we get it. But I mean, there was another little scene I feel like was like in like the quick flash. I think Zach was sucking someone's toes, which was an interesting dare. But yeah, those were nothing really else that stood out to me.
Yeah, I did not see that one. I wish I had never heard about it.
Oh, sorry.
That's bad disgusting. News.
Yeah.
Ew. Ew. it's almost as gross as the food transferring.
Oh, really?
Almost. Not quite there, though. We get Weston is talking about his connection with Katrina, but he's also connecting with Kelsey. He doesn't know what to do. It's like this man went from having nobody interested in him to having options pretty fast.
Yeah. And he even jokes like, oh, no one stepped forward for me. And Kelsey's like, I don't understand how. Like, he's not that great. There's a lot weird scenes.
Like, have you seen his tattoo?
I mean, I don't understand Weston. And there's like even I know it's one of the Twitter Jenga. It's like Weston's so underrated. Like he's amazing. I was like, oh, I feel like he's maybe overrated. In fact,
yeah. Who thinks he's underrated? I just ew.
He's getting saved constantly. He now has two people fighting over him. Like we're good. We're good on the amount of Weston we're getting.
Apparently, when you meet him in person, it's a whole different ball game. I don't know.
I don't need to find that out for myself.
Yeah, I think I'll pass. And we also get Kelsey and Katrina have a conversation about the girl code. Katrina is being a good sport, saying that, you know, if Kelsey and Weston have a real connection, then it's fine for them to pursue it. But I've got to ask, is it fine?
Okay. There's a lot of things that are fine in Love Island that are not fine off of Love Island. And as like Kelsey being a new person, like if she wanted to talk to Zach, like go for it. Like, I'm not going to have a problem. You're probably not going to get like anywhere, but I have no problem with any new person coming in and going after exactly who they want. Like,
yeah,
you can
I
be respectful to the other person, but go after, like, put yourself out there. You need to stay. You need to get involved.
I just feel like Katrina is saying it's fine, but she's like, it's fine.
And it's, yeah, maybe
she's not fine.
Yeah. OK, if we're going to phrase it like that, I don't know that Katrina is loving what's going on.
So then the three new men get to choose a woman to go on a date with. So George asks out Isada, Eric asks Caro, and Ray asks Katrina.
Yeah, we soon find out that Eric actually did not want to ask Caro, but really wanted to ask Kira. Caro's obviously not thrilled to hear this, which probably leads to Ray also asking out Katrina. I don't know if he would have gone with his first choice Caro here, but I would say two out of three of these were interesting dates.
I mean, they were fine.
We got some, like, I want to get to know these people. I don't feel like I know anything about these people, and at least on these moments, I feel like they actually had discussions, whereas on a lot of the other dates, like some we may have seen this week, it was a lot of like, you're cool. Oh, I like you. Cool. You want to kiss under the waterfall with an Instagram filter and music in the background?
I wonder what date you could be possibly talking about. Wow.
Two of them, really.
I'm not too sure. but yeah, so Like one day. I also, here's the thing, not to get too far ahead of ourselves, but like at the end of 5 episodes, I really don't feel like I know any of the new Islanders that well.
No, definitely not.
I just
not.
Didn't connect with the episodes as much this week. Like, still enjoyed it. Still great. Still has the spirit of the UK show. But with it moving so, so fast, I feel like we're not getting to know them as well.
I feel like I could tell you, I could sum up Eric for you and a little bit of Isada. But in terms, I like Ray. I don't feel like I know him. And the other ones, like, really, I got nothing for you on the two that left.
Yeah, so that's just a little bit of a problem for me. The women also get to take out the man of their choice on a date. Kelsey asks Weston, Marley asks Winston, and Isada asks Yeaman.
Yes. Okay. So between these 6 dates, there's a lot of like questions that I have. The weirdest thing for me is George asks out Isada, which is a bad move for multiple reasons, because later on when people want to vote for who to save, who to do whatever, like if you watched even a couple episodes, you should know, like, don't pick another new person. Like, they have no connection to you. You're never getting saved. I don't feel like he even should have been allowed to. I feel like you want to like mix up the people in the villa, especially when the producers know that the women are also going to ask out people.
Yeah, I feel like he really messed things up, and like all the dates were probably supposed to happen at the same time, but then they couldn't because of this.
Yeah, and I think that also had he seen Isada pick Yeaman, then he would have been like, all right, like, got to go in a different direction. So maybe he just got screwed by like producers really not thinking this through. But
I think he got screwed by his own stupidity.
OK, well, I mean, I'm placing blame. You know, I'm sharing the equity, but they were interesting. Ray and Katrina both want 4 kids. It's a lot.
That's a that's a litter.
Yeah, full litter.
That's full litter. That's a lot of children.
I don't know. I mean, I always joke that wait till you're 40, adopt a 10-year-old, catch up with everyone else. Best move, so that you get, you know, 10 extra years without any children. But
I just think it's going to be really hard for you to adopt a 10-year-old when you're 40. I think they're going to have questions and concerns about the man who wants to adopt a 10-year-old.
No, whatever. Just catch up. I'll explain it. It's fine. But whatever. And then the 3 guys, I do have to say, all 3 wore very great shirts on these dates.
My personal favorite was Yeaman's full rooster outfit. I love a matching short and shirt.
See, I was going to ask you to power rank the 3.
Well, okay. Well, first, full rooster outfit.
Okay.
And then it's close between the other two. I think I'd go with Winston's tropical print.
The inside out tropical.
Yeah.
With the little baby pink hat. See, I feel like, you know, I'm not giving Weston a lot of props, but I really liked that whole pink and white striped outfit.
I mean, it was good, but I just think I like Winston better than Weston.
Okay. See, I might go Weston 1, Yeaman 2, Winston 3, but it's okay. We can agree to disagree.
Can we get matching full rooster outfits?
I mean, I have already ordered it on Amazon, but you can catch up.
Okay, well, I'm going to need you to send me that link. Thank you. So from these dates, it was not that exciting. Kelsey and Weston do seem to have like a really cute, genuine bond where she's like, yeah, like something like this is so good. Love a simple date. And he's like, well, we're in Fiji. It's not that simple.
Yeah. Well, it's good that she likes simple, because as we learned, Weston's never spent more than $60 on a date. So match made in heaven here.
I think that he might be able to change his ways.
We'll see. I mean, I do think they had a very immediate connection. And while it's nice, I don't need one more of these couples on the show.
Yeah, it really is more of the same old with Kelsey and Weston. We have Marley and Winston, who I thought were super cute. I liked when Marley's like, I've heard the name Luke Bryan, but I don't know who that is, because I could relate to it.
See, okay, the funnier part for me is when Winston's like, what, do you only listen to Pitbull? Like, that's the one artist that Winston picks out of no. Like, anyone who doesn't listen to country listens to Pitbull 24/7.
There are only 2 artists in the world, and they are Luke Bryan and Pitbull.
If you don't listen to country, you only listen to Pitbull. 2 types of people in this world.
I feel like that Venn diagram has some problems.
I mean, we'll see.
We get the Asada Yemen date was not that exciting. It was really good that Yemen made it clear that he respects Asada's decision not to have sex before marriage. But I just also I don't trust him.
Yeah, this whole week made me like Winston's personality, I think, came out more, but I don't know Winston Yemen's, but I don't know that I necessarily believe him as much. Of course, Isada is deciding to wait, and any reality television person who makes that decision, it becomes their entire storyline on the show, unfortunately. But it was good at least that he was like super respectful and saying that like, oh, it's actually a positive and I'm super into this. So
I've said it before and I'll say it again. Yemen's a fuckboy. He had a confessional about how he didn't think he would be able to connect with anyone after Crispin, but that he's happy. And I kind of have it in my head now that he's going to go back to LA and go for tacos with Crispin, you know?
He's going for tacos with both of them. I don't think that Yemen is finding like a meaningful relationship out of this at this point, especially while we're in like week three.
Yeah, he's not doing great with making the bonds. I don't know.
Well, it is, like we've said, it's a month. They're in Love Island. I don't think that most people came on the show for this reason. And Yemen's here for now.
It seems like he's going to be here for a while. I know. We get more Katrina and Weston. And she says that he'll know if she likes him. And he is not feeling that from her.
Yeah, maybe not the best thing to say when you're showing him absolutely no indication that you do in fact like him.
Hey, but she's wifey, remember? She just looks true. Wifey.
That was said.
I don't know really what that means.
No, don't get it. I mean, it was nice to see like emotion out of Katrina. I really feel like out of the people, especially for how long she had been there, I feel like I could not tell you one word about her. But she says like, I'm reserved and I am not really comfortable once people then call me out on it. So
I can tell you three words that define Katrina.
Oh, okay.
Live, laugh, love.
Oh no. Oh no.
We got a conversation between Eric and Kira, and this conversation made me very uncomfortable.
Yeah, I did not love this one. Okay, first thing, he's wearing a pair of pants, and on my first watch, definitely thought that these were pajama pants and was like, why is he getting into his pajamas so early and then going back outside? Don't think that they necessarily were, but it was an interesting pattern.
They're what I like to call house pants.
I don't know if that was the case. I feel like they looked like legitimate, I don't know, trousers, but they were just like a weird plaid. But
I would not throw around the word legitimate like that. That's a little bit extreme. And he is talking to her about how he's interested, but he needs her to make the first move because he doesn't want to waste his time, and he calls himself a hunter.
Yes, because Eric, he's not forward at all. Definitely needs her to indicate everything.
It's just gross. And don't call yourself a hunter.
Preferably no, in no context, but in not in any context, but definitely not in this one.
Yeah, 100%. And he makes a comment of like, you know, misconnections are a tragedy. And I'm like, you're really talking a big game for the guy who said he needs somebody else to make the first move.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, I'll approach a girl no matter who she's with. Like, I don't care if she's with her family in church. Like, oh, I feel like you maybe should have some limitations and, you know, back up, buddy.
I think that nothing could be more successful than a relationship started by a man harassing an entire family at church.
Yeah, not great. But Eric is an interesting character. I'll give him that.
He's something. And then Kira's response is like, you're bold.
Yeah,
I, again,
as a casual fan, was not really thrilled to see this developing.
I really, really did not like it. It made me uncomfortable. I do not like Eric. I do like Kira, but not with Eric. And then that kind of is the end of that episode. And we had a public vote. And it was vote for the two Love Liner Islanders that you like the most. Did you vote this week, Scally?
I did vote this week.
Who did you vote for?
Okay. So I, like you, do not love this person, but I like what they bring on the show. And while I very much enjoy Ray, I think Eric is a more interesting personality to have here. So I voted for Ray. And then because I knew that it would
wait, you just
probably,
said that you like
no, I voted for Eric. My bad.
Okay.
My
God. I was like, what are you talking about?
Okay. I'm talking and getting confused. But I was already moving on to the women. My brain is ahead of where my mouth is.
Okay.
But
got it.
And so then for the women, I was pretty sure it was going to come down between Kelsey and Asada. And I didn't really feel super strongly between the three, except that I thought that Kelsey and Weston probably are going to be like another boring couple, and that's not what I need. So I voted for Asada to hopefully head that off.
That's fair. So I voted for Ray because I like him and I think he's the best looking of the new Islanders.
I very much like Ray the most.
And then I voted for Kelsey because I just thought it was some fun drama with Katrina.
Oh, that's I mean, yeah, but that's fleeting drama. Like, get her.
Well, and good. I also like I don't want Yaemin to have anyone.
Wow. Just like the bitter vote. I really like
it. So I had a problem with that. So then we head into the Wednesday episode, which has been subtitled The Kira and Eric Show. And I'm not about it.
Yeah, I can tell already.
This episode was horrible.
It's a lot. It's definitely a lot.
So Kira talks to Kara about the conversation with Eric, which makes sense since Eric and Kara have kind of been talking. And Kara's like, he's spicy. Like, is he though?
I mean, it's a choice word.
I call a lot of stuff spicy, and I would not call Eric that. Yeah. And Kara's like, he knew exactly what he was doing. And then this is awkward because Carol's like, oh, well, like, should I back off of Eric then? And she has a confessional where she's like, I'm worried about a guy giving his spice to all the girls. Where I'm worried about my own, like, I care about my own feelings. And it's like, just annoying. I don't know.
Yeah. And this was what really bothers me is they talk about, and there's the women, and I agree in theory where, oh, he's testing the waters with like every girl here, and that's how it should be. Every guy should have been doing this the whole time. And I agree, and I know you'll agree with me on this, but then Caro really does not get that same luxury.
Yeah, which really makes me so mad because I don't feel like Caro at any point was like playing with anybody's emotions. She was literally just trying to find the people that she meshed with.
Yeah, Caro, like to a fault, told people like, yeah, I'm really not interested in you. Or like maybe she should have faked it to stick around a little longer. But Caro would talk to everyone, which like is what you're supposed to be doing. So I really am getting annoyed. And the worst, you know, the perpetrator is Weston.
Yeah, it's when Weston last week was like, yeah, if a guy was doing what you're doing, they'd be called a player, as if a player is like an insulting term.
Yeah, well, that's Eric called himself a player in the opening credits. I got news for him. Like, women would be called a lot worse. So like Weston can back up. Caro is doing exactly what she should be doing.
Yeah, it's just so strange and gross, and I don't care for it, and we all need to reevaluate who we are as people. Weston and Kelsey continue to progress. They think they're good looking. They can see themselves with each other, which to me seems very fast.
Oh, the I see myself coming home to you. It's been a day, sir. Like, let's slow down. I mean, they called Katrina wifey. They are now moving on to that he's coming home to Kelsey so quickly. It's fast.
It's like so fast. And I, oh God, like everyone just like try to protect your heart. Just like take your time.
I mean, I said that like Zach and Elizabeth are moving a little quickly. Like I am concerned that like Weston and Kelsey are going to get married on the finale at this rate.
Oh, no.
I don't need a wedding special for the reunion. Please don't do that.
You think the show's getting a reunion?
All right. Well, look at you being so negative now.
I'm trying to protect my heart.
Ugh.
Anyways, so then Kira tells Cashel about the conversation with Eric, and Cashel's like, yeah, that's cool. Like, if you're vibing, whatever. But he's like mad.
Yeah. To like a big degree. This is when they're laying in bed. I don't even remember.
Yeah. I think this is the one where they're laying in bed and he's like, well, I don't know. I wasn't there. I don't know how he's treating you. And I'm like, whoa, buddy, calm down. Like,
yeah.
Take a deep breath.
Like, she's like, whoa, no need to be aggressive. He's like, I'm not aggressive. Like, you're kind of really raising the voice a little bit. But I mean, I get that he's probably not the person that she should be talking to about this. It sucks because like they are close friends. But I mean, well, especially while like he's still hung up on her, like maybe know your audience a little bit more.
Yeah, I think the problem here was that he is so caught up in how he feels that he was not thinking about how his actions would affect other people, which is understandable, but still not acceptable.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with that.
Yeah. Then we get Kira talking to Elizabeth and Alexandra about the conversation about how Cashel popped off. And Alex and Elizabeth are like, no, 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 not Eric.
Yeah. Like, oh, I would never, ever recommend him to like any of my friends. Like, I immediately would tell them to get away. And like, they have the read, but I don't think Kira's listening.
Yeah, Kira is at that point where she thinks she knows what she wants, and so she's just going to go for it, and she is not going to listen to anybody else, because how could they know? And I mean, I think we've all been in that situation where you're doing something that you maybe shouldn't be doing, and your friends bring up their concerns, and you're like, they don't know. They don't know what's going on.
Oh, they don't see how he is with me.
Yeah. I mean, we've all been there. And so... yeah, kind of awkward. They warn her that Eric is very smooth, which I don't get, but maybe it's different through a TV screen.
I would say Eric tries to be very smooth.
Yeah. And then Weston makes a gross comment about how Eric is playing a game, and because these girls are younger, they'll fall for it.
Yeah. Again, Weston's not doing too great, where I'm saying he's overrated. I just not a fan. It's and like, isn't Weston, you know, playing similar? I don't know. He's moving so fast, and yet he's like blaming. I don't know. It was just gross.
Here's the thing. You and I are like, wow, we don't like Weston. Weston's actions are gross. The things he says are gross. And we still might be overrating him.
That is very true. Yet somehow, spoiler alert, he makes it in the top four later in the week.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know.
Ugh. Anyways, it's fine. People vote wrong. Kira and Eric talk again. And Kira's straight up like, yeah, the other women get douche vibes from you, but I like you.
Yeah, he's just, you know, I don't know. This, I believe, when I don't even remember. I don't think it was this conversation where Eric is like, oh, like, she, no, that's a later conversation. Never mind, we'll get there. But he says he's not playing.
You
have
to go in order. You can say whatever you want.
No, there's like a weird conversation. Let me jump to it where they're talking and where are we? No, it's too far. We'll get there. But it's just like, I don't know. He's like spitting more game and it's awkward. I don't get it. He's not playing. He says he's not playing a game, but like, I'm interested to see how Eric does with the new arrivals next week.
He says he's just living in the show.
Yeah. Ew. No, thank you.
Anyways, so then we get a game and it is kiss and tell. So each... first, they do the women, I think. And so the women all took their turns kissing every man while the men were blindfolded. And then they swapped where the men kissed all the women. And then everyone's kissing gets scored. It is a very classic UK challenge.
Yeah, but okay. Do you know what offended me the most during this challenge was the terrible editing? Like, it literally was just like, oop, here's a kiss, there's a kiss, there's a kiss, there's a kiss. Like, oh, I don't even know what's happening. Whereas, like, on the UK version, they're very good about showing you, like, okay, here's, like, one person's full run through where there are funny comments. And then, like, showing you the significant ones, like, from there on out. Whereas this one, like, the voiceover was just speaking over it the whole time. And, like, it was over in 30 seconds. Didn't know what happened.
Yeah, it was like, honestly, I know I watched this on my television, but I don't really remember watching it on my television.
Yeah, there like not one moment came of this. I don't know if it's because CBS 8 o'clock or because of the general attitude of Americans versus Brits towards like this type of kissing challenge, or because they've seen it a million times on the show before, so they're like more used to it. But it just was kind of fell flat for me.
Yeah, did not care for it. Weston and Kelsey did give each other a 10, though.
Oh, perfect match.
So, yeah, they definitely are soulmates. And Kira mentions that it's a good opportunity for her to test out the boys she thinks are cute. It's too bad Kristen couldn't have tested out Yeamon earlier this season.
See, that is very fair. I like Kira. I have like fully come, like, not that I wasn't in on her before, but I was kind of unsure who my like favorite was. And I think I'm going all in on Kira at this point.
Yeah, I think that's, you have to.
Yeah, that's fair. She's a good personality, and that's especially like when she's with Cashel, like, okay, they're both equally like entertaining. And so hopefully, I don't know, Eric turns it around, but I don't have much hope.
Yeah, no, thank you. The winners of this were Kira and George. So George got a little visibility spike here.
Yeah, George is like, oh, that was like awkward and weird. Like, okay, George, like you just won. Calm down. But like,
is George the oldest one there?
Yeah, he's like 30 years old.
Yeah, so he's like, just done more kissing than anyone else.
Which, George, you have 1 minute of screen time. Like, use it wisely. But he does not at all.
Yeah, I don't know. It's very, very strange. Eric says that he knew which one was Kira, and it needed to happen.
I don't feel like they highlighted him giving her a 10 or anything, so I'm not so confident that he knew. What's funny to me is if you like pay attention, especially early on with Eric, every single scene where they walk by each other, let's talk after, talk later. Like, oh, pick me up after. Like, okay, we get it. You'll talk.
Yeah, but like, how about talk now?
Yeah.
Like, what are you so busy doing that you have to postpone it and schedule it?
See, but I feel like that's a technique where he like thinks like, oh, like, I understand you're busy, or like, oh, I'm too busy. Like, find me. Like, it's a power thing.
Well, I don't care for it.
No, not a fan.
He tells her that they connect on a lot of levels.
Yeah, this was my favorite, where she just immediately challenged. This is what I was talking about, where she was like, how? And he's like, look at us. Look at you. Look at the sky. Look behind your ear. Oh, there's a quarter. Magic. We're magic. It's great. So it was like, okay, don't know where that came from. Like, he just says a lot of like complete nonsense. And it's all of a sudden like, yeah, he's smooth. I really like it. Like, what happened?
Yeah, I don't understand.
I don't get it. I mean, eventually he does go into like more substantial stuff. And this is where I've said, like, I feel like we got to know Eric a little bit, in that he says like he's 28. He owns 4 properties. Like, he has 3 businesses or something, I think she says later. So there is like some substantial like reasons why like this could work. She says he's ambitious, and it's been a while since she's been with someone like that. But isn't Kira like 22? Like, how ambitious is she looking for at that? But whatever the base may be. And I see kind of why they're clicking here.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, fine. I guess it does seem like they do kind of have a connection. But it's like, I also thought Kieran Cashel had a connection, and we saw how that worked out. So I'm just, I'm gun shy.
Yeah, I don't really, the thing is, as much as I like Kira, I don't really trust either of these people to like stay in a relationship necessarily. So I'm not super confident in the longevity of this one.
Yeah, absolutely.
They will not be the reunion wedding special.
I mean, hey, maybe. But then they would also be the reunion divorce special.
That is fair.
So we get Caro and Roy talking. Apparently, apples means horny.
Very, you know, discreet. No one will ever pick up on that they're saying anything weird.
Yeah.
The perfect, you know, like textbook Caro, I feel like, on this one.
I mean, to be fair, it's not like a fruit that you would maybe initially assume.
I guess so. I feel like
apples aren't a sexy fruit.
Yeah, no, it's like on brand. Like, if you just hear like Caro saying like, oh, like I'm apples, like Caro's wild. So like, you might not think of anything of it, but it was a interesting word choice. I like that Roy is wearing, any other person, I would be like rolling my eyes so hard. But with, is it Roy or Ray? Did I have
Ray? It's Ray.
Yeah, it's Ray. No, typo. that Ray has like a hat that says daddy on it, which I was like, all right, literally any other person and I would be like aggressively voting them off the island. But I was like laughing at it.
I'm not going to lie. I kind of want that hat. I think it'd be really funny if I wore it.
We'll also order those off Amazon.
Okay. I know you do love a custom hat. So
I do truly love a custom hat.
It'll go really great with my rooster set.
Ooh.
Zach and Elizabeth get to go on their first official date, which is weird to do after they're already boyfriend and girlfriend, but they go to like waterfall or whatever. They're cute. They're boring.
Yeah. Like I said before, like, okay, we get the Instagram filter. We get some music. My favorite part was that they really took advantage of angles because at like one point they have like an overhead shot and the waterfall looks tiny, like not even overhead, but like a higher angle. And then as soon as they're like on the picnic on the ground and then like the camera's also below them, like it looks like a majestic giant waterfall when it probably came up to their waist.
Yeah, they really played themselves by showing that scene. And now I said something last week that might have been crazy. I might have said that I could possibly see myself standing Zach and Elizabeth. And I need to take that back. I don't see myself standing.
Our first retraction.
Yeah. Standing is a strong word.
Standing has to mean something. Don't waste it there.
Yeah. So that's why for my journalistic integrity. Just wanted to say I'm taking that back.
All right. Proud of you.
Then we get, after they get back, Ariel arrives at the villa on a Wednesday. So to everyone last week who was complaining that she only showed up on Friday, she was there twice this week. So calm down.
Yeah. We got a big dumping ahead of us. She has to show up.
Yeah. So there's way too many people there. So there's 17 people. And as I've been informed, only one toilet. So
I don't believe that.
I kind of believe it.
I don't. I really don't. Like, this is a luxury villa that they rented out. There's not one toilet.
Maybe the rest are locked up and they're not allowed to use them. I don't know.
Oh, production. That's fair.
I could see it just to make it like more difficult for them. Anyways, so she lets everyone know that the public have been voting to save two of the Loveliner Islanders. And we voted to save Eric and Kelsey. So one that you voted and one that I voted.
Yeah. So, all right. We had the split decision here. Given that these two were really the only two with like any meaningful screen time, not surprising.
Yeah. I don't really know who like the general audience would be voting for other than these two because they literally just weren't there. But then we get a twist. The Islanders will now vote to save one man and one woman from the remaining Loveliner people.
Yeah, was definitely happier with these two. Was excited to see, as I said, one of my faves, my boy Ray, was saved. And then Isada was also saved for Yamin.
And I just think it's an interesting symmetry. Last Friday, Caro and Yamin lost their coupling. And this Wednesday, they get to keep their coupling.
Oh, it was nice of the other Islanders to do them that favor. They owed them one. Yeah.
So then Marley and George go home with a whimper.
Yeah, I was really surprised we didn't get like a generic from the announcer being like, oh, and what's their names went home. Like, we got absolutely nothing from these two.
Yeah, something like that would have been really good. But yeah, they didn't hit. I did feel bad for Winston because I did think him and Marley were cute, just kind of boring.
And I don't see any way that he's 29, I think. And yeah, she's 20. I don't know that they necessarily live in the same area. I don't know that one's going to necessarily work, but is what it is.
There are different points in their lives.
See, my big problem with this, and it's much more of the, and this is probably just me wanting, you know, Casa Amor back, but I really, the way this should have been done, in my opinion, is have the rule where they can't ask out the other new people on dates. You have to get an OG Islander or at least an existing Islander to couple up with you. And then if you can get the existing Islander to couple up with you, then you get to stay. And so like the existing Islanders aren't necessarily at risk, but like you have to go in and break up what is likely an existing couple.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's definitely correct.
And then you can, like, a day later have the vote of, like, okay, now which of these couples do you want to save out of all these? And, like, you still get rid of just as many people, but, like, rather than just, you know, bringing in six and throwing out two a day later, just have it, like, mean something more.
Yeah, and I also, it's just nice when the Islanders, like, put themselves at risk, mm-hmm. right? It just is a little bit more entertaining and engaging, and I guess they just didn't have time for that level of twist, because normally the Casa Amor, they probably, what, go for, like, 5 days or so apart?
Yeah, on a binge, it's definitely a lot more difficult to tell. I would say it's definitely between, like, 3 to 5. It's probably a whole week, that makes sense. But they just did not seem as committed on this one. I just feel like when they cut to commercial and it's like, which of these Islanders are gonna, like, does anyone care? Like, are you sitting there, like, waiting for it to come back? Like, put some level of investment.
Yeah, I had no reason to really feel excited or invested in it, so it was not a horrible twist, but it just wasn't that meaningful. And I think that that's a product of how short the run is for Love Island US.
And I do like the instinct of, like, introducing a lot of new Islanders and, like, shaking it up. And I do think it has had, like, some impact, but I think it's just, you know, things that could be improved should we be so lucky to get a season two.
One, and hopefully they're listening and they do what we want.
Well, obviously they are.
I mean, naturally they would be listening to us.
Who's not?
Wow. Dumb people. Anyways, so then we move into the Thursday episode where Dylan gets a text that there's going to be a recoupling this evening, which I feel like was so, so fast.
To, like, okay, we dumped two new people and then, you know, 3 hours later, we're going to dump someone else. Even, like, episode by episode, it was fast. But, like, in the real time, I can't imagine, like, the whiplash that they felt in just, like, oh, you thought you were safe. No, someone else is going home right now.
Yeah, it's a lot. And the choice is in the women's hands. So we get a continuation of the Kira Eric Cashel drama, because Kira's like, oh, I'm not, like, fully committed to Eric. Like, maybe I should just save Cashel. Like, I don't know. And it's like, shut up. Just make a decision.
Yeah, it was unfortunate, again, as a Cashel fan and Kira fan. But you see Katrina considering, like, oh, should I save Winston or Cashel? And as soon as I saw this highlighted, I knew Winston was done for, because there's no way they highlight Katrina as the big decision maker if it's going to come down to Cashel or Eric.
Yeah, that's a very, very good call.
Yeah, and if Cashel's going home, you let Kira send him home. You don't have Katrina send him home.
Yeah, absolutely. So then we move into the recoupling itself. Alexandra picks Dylan. Isada picks Yamin. Elizabeth picks Zach. Caro picks Ray. Kelsey picks Weston. Kira picks Eric. And Katrina picks Cashel, saying Cashel didn't get a chance to know everyone because he put his eggs in Kira's basket.
Yeah. I feel like it's weird logic to be like, oh, Cashel didn't get a chance to know everyone. Cashel has been here since the beginning. I'm a fan, but, like, he's had the opportunity. Winston came in when, like, everyone was, like, hardcore coupled up. And then when he finally does connect with someone, you send them home. So, like, I feel like if anyone, Winston really has not had the opportunity here.
Winston did not get a chance and he was dumped from the island here. And he had a really funny tweet last night that was like, yeah, I went to Love Island and spent the entire time sharing a bed with dudes.
Yeah, I mean, definitely, I would say this Love Island stint has, like, improved my vision of Winston. Like, I've always thought he was, like, you know, goofy, but not too bad. I also will say I think that picking Cashel is a bad pick by Katrina, because like, Cashel's not staying. Like, if, like, new people come in and you think that Cashel, because they rationalized it by saying, like, oh, Cashel will have a better chance of connecting with someone new. Well, if Cashel connects with someone new, Katrina, you're the one that's getting dumped. Pick Winston, who's not connecting with someone, and then hopefully you get your chance in 2 weeks to then dump him back.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. These people are not thinking strategically, no. Which may be why they were cast on Love Island.
Yeah, well, not that the Big Brother house is thinking strategically either.
Well, like, but in theory, they should be.
Yes.
Cashel does not believe it's over for him and Kira. He thinks that they're meant to be together.
Yeah, and it's not like, I don't like the like hanging on, but given the scenes that we do have of like Kira and Cashel, like especially right before the dumping where she's like, I'm really unsure, like I'm not committed to Eric. So I don't 100%, like I'm not as mad at him about it as if I thought that it didn't look like there was a chance.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Eric goes straight into being like, hey, babe, you're my babe.
Yeah, it was a lot.
How do we feel about pet names?
It takes a while. This was very quick for Babe. I did like his response of like, oh, okay, I'll call you buddy. Like, so I guess that like won the argument there, but it's just as fast as Weston and Kelsey are going, pretty much, in my book.
Yeah, and it's just so weird because their start was so much rockier than Weston and Kelsey, right? Like, Weston and Kelsey at least, like, immediately clicked, whereas, yeah, like, Eric and Kira was like, oh, I don't know, he's so smooth, he thinks he's a douche.
Yeah.
Ooh, I don't know. So just very odd. We get the hideaway opening, and the Islanders get to choose who will spend the night, and they choose Zach and Elizabeth.
Oh, boy. And these Islanders have good TV in mind.
Yes, because
that was
Zach sarcasm. And Elizabeth are the funniest, you know,
classic humor. I will say, but hey, if any UK viewers, this was a term that did not make its way over. They did make use. They did bits in the Love Island Villa, but not much more. So that did happen. Unfortunately, I'm still missing the UK, you know, lingo, but it's OK.
For a second, I thought that you were about to say that you were missing people straight up having sex. And okay. I was like, whoa, calm okay. Down over there.
I was very polite saying bits. And you're going, this is CBS at 8 o'clock, Kristen. You need to keep it PG.
We're not on CBS at 8 o'clock.
All right. Well, I am conforming to the rules set up by this show.
That seems boring, but okay. So then they have a game night where they play social bingo, where Islanders get to read tweets about the show to kind of see how they were perceived.
Yes, and this is my favorite challenge usually on the UK version. I love because the producers can pick whatever they want them to see and really stir up the house.
Yeah, and this kind of does a guess, but
yeah, I would say things were stirred up specifically with like just a few people, but it I feel like maybe the format's to blame. I don't know what it was. I don't really get what like the bingo aspect was. And maybe it was just a way of like picking which questions to go in which order, but usually they definitely do it on the UK version. It's done a little differently, and I would say they probably do like a little saucier of questions, but or of tweets. But it was okay.
So I feel like saucier is the UK version, and for this one we should be saying spicier.
Okay, spicy like Eric.
Yeah, exactly, just like Eric. So some of the tweets we got were, is it just me or is there something off about Kira? She's stone cold.
Oh, well, I do love a stone cold woman, so this was only making me happier with my decision to go all in on Kira.
Love a stone cold woman. If Zach can ever crawl out from under her thumb, we might be able to see him, which I don't get this.
Yeah, I mean, I get that like Zach isn't showing the most personality, but like, is Elizabeth the like really just overshadowing him to this degree? Okay.
Yeah. The next one. Did anyone else notice Kelsey's eyes lit up when Weston mentioned his 12 acres? Hashtag gold digger.
Yeah, she did not love this. Was like one thing that as soon as it happened on the show, I was like, oh, I can guarantee this was a thing on social media. But I did not. Her response was pretty funny where she's like, oh, I only thought that because Delaware's so small. It's like 12 acres by itself, which, yes, Delaware is very, very tiny, but probably a little bit bigger than 12 acres.
Yeah, I was going to say over under 12 acres.
If you think I know how big an acre is, we're really.
Oh, God.
I have the general, but I'm not a farm person.
Oh, God. There is, how do these girls not see that Yeaman is a player? And oof. I would like to know.
The Alana stans have infiltrated Love Island, and I'm not upset about it.
Yeah. Was that your tweet, Scally?
Oh, I probably had a similar one, but the GIF didn't make it onto the show.
Damn. We got Zach and Elizabeth are so boring. Oh my God. Which that also could have been you.
Yeah. This was probably a text. I wasn't sending something, you know, a little more creative, but, I did like how, all the Islanders were like, oh, so cute, so cute, so cute. And then one person writes boring and they're all like, how could you? And like, it's the correct answer.
Yeah. I mean, they're cute and boring. It's not mutually exclusive here.
Exactly. Exactly.
There's then a tweet about how Yeaman stabbed Alana in the back and I wish it was mine.
Yeah. It's confused me again because Yeaman says I know I did not happen because, you know, I keep it real. But like we saw the show, like you did not give her a heads up.
She you was absolutely there. Did not keep it real.
No, you def. I mean, like it, if anything, like it, he said there was like the possibility, but it was not laid out so clearly. And I think she's expressed that.
Yeah, no, he did not keep it real and he sucks. And we get three words. Katrina deserves better.
Oh, definitely about when she was still with Weston. And I agree.
Yeah, she absolutely does. So it's interesting how it changes after this game. What suddenly everyone thinks Zach and Elizabeth are boring.
Yeah, see, so it does stir up a little bit. I know, like, they start, like, questioning things, and then other people are like, yeah, Zach never spends time with us. What's with that? Why is that? Oh, Zach is a totally different person than when he first came in here. Like, oh, okay, I guess, really, just, you know, the confirmation bias.
Yeah, he used to be more fun, and now he's not experiencing Love Island fully.
Yeah, I don't know what fully is, but like not enough bro stuff and, you know, push-up stacks going on?
Bro stacks.
Bro stacks.
Push-up stacks only when they actually do a push-up, which I have yet to see on my television. And I don't know if I would want to see that.
Oh, I mean, don't knock it till you see it. But what I will say,
I don't know if that's allowed on CBS at 8 o'clock.
Oh, that is definitely fair. Maybe that's why we didn't see it. We also do get Alexandra is shaken up about the tweet saying that Dylan is keeping his options open, which really lasts the remainder of the week.
Yeah, it becomes a big, big time plot point. And we also find out that there is another public vote this week where we are voting for which couple is your favorite. Who did you vote for?
All right. And again, one half is my favorite. The other half is not. But I voted for Kira and Eric because I think they bring much more to the television show than a lot of the other more boring couples do. I will be blunt.
Now, I know that they've had a bit of a rocky road, but I still voted for Alexandra and Dylan because I do like them.
Okay. And I may have said they're not the most exciting before, but now we got a storyline. I like Alexandra a lot. Dylan, TBD, but I...
Hey, Dylan's awesome.
Yeah, well, awesome, awesome, awesome. So I don't hate the pick.
Well, at least you're on my side here. And then we get to Friday. And there's a very interesting conversation between Caro and Yeaman where they're discussing which one of them are a player.
Yeah, I like that Caro's like, what was wrong with Alana? Like, why didn't you stay with her? And like, Caro's the voice of the people, like definitely agreeing. And he says like, oh, like it just wasn't there. But like, they just keep bringing in these amazing people. Like, why are you and turn this? We see, you know, Yeaman does this a couple times, turns it around back on her. And it's like, well, why have you been talking to so many people?
Like, because she hasn't been in a firm couple at any point. Like, Yeaman, shut the hell up.
Yeah, you're on number three.
Like, ugh, he sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, remember when I thought he could be my Love Island boyfriend? I was so
you
wrong.
Did say he was your Love Island husband. That is true.
I said boyfriend, not husband. Thank you.
I'm sorry. It was projecting with the speed that everyone else is moving, apparently.
Well, that's not me. Then there's a conversation with Weston and Zach talking about how Elizabeth has made Zach a different person. When is the last time we had a bro talk? And Zach's like, oh, yeah, it might have been in the bathtub.
Yeah. Oh, the infamous bathtub scene. But I would think they would have had time to have the bro talk when all of the girls went on their girls trip. but
no, they were too busy getting physical.
Oh, sorry. But couldn't show that on CBS, I guess, either. But they, I don't know. Weston needs his boy time, and that's fine. I generally, again, one of my favorite parts of the show is I do like the friendships, and they especially choose to highlight like same gender friendships. But I don't feel like, I don't know, there was some like weird stuff saying about like how, oh, Elizabeth's going to hold Zach back and stuff. And it was uncomfy.
Yeah, it was gross.
Yeah, not a fan.
Ugh. I don't know. It's just, I hate this whole plot line. Just so boring. And then we get Carol and Alexandra talking about Dylan and why haven't they become exclusive? Because I feel like now that Zach and Elizabeth are exclusive, it like kind of puts the pressure on everybody else.
Yeah. And this conversation, like, and Kira says, like, you don't want to be blindsided, like, just get confirmation. But when Alex finally then does go to Dylan, I was really sad about how this turned out.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Yeah. I mean, like, and you can tell, like, Alexandra's like, you know, like, I totally don't need reassurance. And, you know, I don't even care. But, like, the other women are pressuring me to ask for it.
Yeah. And it was just, like, a weird conversation. Like, if you're going to have the conversation, just, like, suck it up and have the conversation. Don't make it seem like you don't actually care.
Because,
like, she wouldn't have brought up the other women's concerns if she didn't also kind of have concerns.
Well, just like even in a different way, but like we get the confessional confirmation where she's like, you know, like it would be nice. So like you don't have to say, you could be like, oh, they're being all weird. And like it did make me question things, like, but you don't have to say like you don't have to put it all out there if she's so concerned, because obviously he's not making her feel comfortable. But I don't know. It was weird. And then he's like, oh, I'm doing this for you. I don't want to box you in. And I'm so glad that we're both on the same page.
Yeah, I did not care for that. I also, like, she could have just approached it exactly how that confessional was, where she was like, if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. I don't want to force it. However, it would be nice to know. She could just literally say that.
Mm-hmm.
And then it would have been probably a better conversation, because when she says that it's coming from outside of the relationship and not really from her, that gives him permission to kind of brush it off and not take it seriously and be a bit of a douche.
And I don't feel like we know Dylan, you know, nearly well enough to like actually judge how he would handle it in that situation. Hopefully it would be better than the response that he gave on this one, but it just wasn't great.
No, not great. We then get more conversation between Ray and Caro about how they want their first kiss to be special, because they've, I guess, only kissed during the actual kissing challenge.
Yeah. And I liked this. It was cute. I really like Caro and Ray as a couple. I'm hoping we get more of them. It did then bring me back to where, I'm wondering if any small part of this is people like Weston saying, don't talk to every guy, don't do everything. And now she's nervous about how like other people are thinking about her.
Yeah, that's a really good point that I had definitely not thought about. Oh,
yeah. So that makes me sad. I mean, not that like even thinking back, Caro has talked to Weston, talked to Michael and like whoever like throughout the process. I don't remember. I mean, maybe besides Cashel in the beginning, I don't remember her really being affectionate with too many of them at all. So maybe this is 100% true. But like it just made me a little sad thinking that maybe this is people saying like, you don't want to, you know, be that girl. It's like, well, leave her alone.
I feel like that girl has more fun, so it's fine. But also just have the fun you want to have. Just fine.
Definitely. Caro ranks way above Weston on my favorites, so we know how that goes.
Yup. There's conversation with Yeaman where they're asking what he would do if Kristen got voted back in. Like, what would you do?
Yeah. And this is where Yeaman almost had a part of me back this week where I was like, oh, he's becoming a personality on the show. And I really do feel like he's kind of becoming alive. Maybe he's being genuine. But then as soon as they ask him any questions, like, would you get back with Kristen? Would you? You're making me look like a player. I refuse to answer any of these questions. What? Like, why are you? It was weird.
Yeah, it was very weird. And it's because he is just very non-committal. We get a very weird scene where Weston is leading a yoga challenge.
Yeah.
Where they're supposed to, so you're supposed to copy the silhouettes. And I've got a few problems with this as someone who does yoga. You can't just follow what a picture looks like because you can like seriously injure yourself.
Yeah, I think this is the 8 p.m. CBS version of, and let's again keep it PC, the more adult positions that they might be asking. It wouldn't be yoga, but he would be teaching a different positions class.
I don't think we would take that class from Weston.
Yeah, well, I mean, I was a little surprised. We'll get there after. But so I think that was this version. It was like wholly boring. I don't know how they didn't edit this out of the show. I would just rather see, like, let's get to know these people. I don't need to see them doing like arbitrary yoga poses for 5 minutes. I'm bored.
And like the first one they showed where the girls had to balance their feet on the guy's knees, like literally anything involving knees in yoga, you have to be so, so, so careful with.
Ew.
You can really hurt yourself if you put pressure on the wrong part of a knee. It's like if you're doing like standing tree, they tell you to put your foot either above or below your knee. But there is one, you can have it at your knee if it's like cradled properly, but it has to be cradled so specifically that they advise you not to do it because you have to be careful with your dance. Be careful with your knees, everybody. Like, just like, I know someone who literally like broke their leg doing, like popped their knee out doing yoga because they had their foot in the wrong spot. So just be careful, especially in Eagle. It's traumatizing. Anyways, then we move into something even more traumatizing, a flat earth discussion.
I was like literally just like I'm taking notes through my computer down. I was like, what is going on? I don't know. This is a problem, but I couldn't tell. I felt like this was mostly joking, but yeah, not thrilled with this one.
Yeah, I liked how the response when Kelsey comes in is like, oh yeah, the world's totally flat. And they're like, how come no one's fallen off it before then? Yeah. What? It's just a floating saucer in space. That makes no sense. So at least they like were like, no, this, don't believe this.
Yeah, they took it like, you know, started joking about it. But I was like, oh, how did this even come up? But it was, you know,
when you have nothing but time, anything will come up.
That is definitely true.
So I guess it could have been a lot worse than a flat earth discussion, but still not great. Kelsey and Weston get to go on their first date, which I guess is technically their second date.
Is that after the hour and a half long balcony or?
Cause yeah, they already had like that super long talk and they went on the like beach date.
Yeah.
I feel like they were talking about this like it was their first date, but it was certainly not.
Yeah. I think that like Love Island has a whole different, everything that's Love Island, throw away the rules from real life. It doesn't all match up. Pretty boring, but again, moving very, very fast, talking about how, oh, my dad would love you, and oh, I can't wait for you to meet. And I was like, oh my God, like, please calm down. You met 3 days ago.
Like, please, like, if that, right?
Yeah, maybe.
Like, chill out, everybody, calm down. I also just liked how they showed Kelsey getting ready for so long, and then they were immediately getting a facial, and like, they would have had to wash off all of her face makeup.
I did not pick up on. See, that's not something that like I would be trained to pick up on, but that's very, very funny.
If there's one thing I'm trained to pick up on, it's makeup and spas.
That's great.
And yoga. So their date, again, boring, but they're like super committed. And then we get Ariel walking into the villa, looking incredible. Second time this week. And she lets everyone know that America has been voting and the couples with the bottom three amount of votes are at risk.
I love like even she literally like sneaks up on like two Islanders and every single time somehow like they don't notice and they're like, ah, like they freak out. It was so funny.
She's just like super hot. So it's like, I feel like out of the corner of your eye, you could be like, yeah, there's super hot person there.
Yeah. Like, oh, it's just like, one of the other Islanders.
Oh my God. It's Ariel. Oh my God.
Yeah.
So then the top four vote getters in no particular order were Weston and Kelsey, Ray and Caro, Dylan and Alexandra, and Zach and Elizabeth, leaving us with a bottom three of Kira and Eric, Yamin and Isada, and Katrina and Cashel.
Were there any surprises for you here?
I was a little bit surprised to see Cashel in the bottom because I feel like he is a big character, but I don't really know who from the top would have been taken out, like, I guess replace Weston and Kelsey, but they do just provide what the audience is looking for.
Mm-hmm. What I think like the standard CBS audience is looking for. In my like dream draft, like, you pretty much flip most of these, but I will say, in terms of what I was expecting out of the CBS audience, I did not think they were responding well to Caro. So I was very pleasantly surprised to see Ray and Caro in the top four.
You're right. I was very happy to see it, though. And I feel like that was one of those things where, like, I wasn't surprised, because in my head, it's like a no-brainer that Caro should be in the top. But again, people often vote wrong. So at least I got that one right this time.
Yeah, that was nice. And I mean, basically, if you kind of look at it, it's pretty much the three couples that we've seen like the least screen time out of, I guess. I don't know, maybe Ray and Caro and Kira and Eric you could flip, but if, and Katrina and Cashel, really, you're not calling a couple at all.
Yeah, no, they are a friendship. Yeah, and so the safe couples then will vote for which couple they want to dump. And they did the voting, like, just verbally out in front of everyone. I would have loved to have seen them have to do their vote by text.
Yes. Always like that. Cause then, like, you'll get a, even if they don't expose the votes, because, like, they're going to tell each other later, just be like, okay, like, the couple with the most votes and leaving the island is, like, and announce, like, you know, Ariel can handle it, but it leaves it open for like a split vote. Whereas by the time you get to Zach and Elizabeth, like, they're literally insane if they say anything, buddy, besides Katrina and Cashel.
Yeah. Because they're just going to give an enemy to themselves. Mm-hmm. So a text would have been a lot more interesting. But then Kira, like, is very emotionally responding to Cashel leaving. Cashel goes to pack his stuff, and I thought it was really funny. They got a great shot of him just, like, throwing his cut-off jean shorts into the top of his bag.
Oh. I wish it was the overalls, but it's okay.
He should have been wearing the overalls to leave. He should have changed into them like Alana changed into her sweatpants.
It's your last moment on TV. You gotta look good.
There's nothing more comfortable for an international flight than overalls, okay? Cashel gives Kira a gift before leaving the villa, and I think it was a guitar pick.
Yeah, I think that was it. He's like, okay, now I've given out the last one. Like, I give these only to, like, really special people. And as a Kirschel stan, I was, you know, heartwarmed.
I don't think this podcast is the place for ship names.
Well, I mean, I'm doing it. Get used to it.
Ugh, this is now two podcasts where it's all about ship names. I don't like this. Cashel does a funny pose while leaving the villa, and he's like, bye.
Yeah. And this is, sorry not to jump in.
Sorry, they just didn't show Katrina leaving.
I mean, did they really show Katrina throughout her stay at all? So on brand. And Cashel, like, really, I think, does understand, like, good TV, and just, like, gave us, like, one more, like, little minute, like, of him trying to get his screen time.
Well, and we had the scene of Ariel saying goodbye to them, and she, like, seemed like she was about to cry when she announced that they were leaving. Seemed like she was about to cry, hugging them to leave. And I think it's because she's like, damn it, the entertainment is walking out the door.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did not cry on my couch, but if I was in person, who knows what I would have done.
I did not cry.
Okay.
So I only cry when it's Alana.
Only cry for Alana. Getting that's emotional. Fair. It's a good rule if you're going to have one.
I think, hey, I'm stone cold, okay? I only cry for Alana. Okay.
Yeah, you and Kira both, sure.
You're so rude. So Kira is, like, legitimately, like, weeping about how she doesn't want to be there without Cashel. All she regrets the most is how she was keeping her distance from him the last few days. She wishes that she had recognized that it was still a good place to be because of her friend Cashel. And I'm just like, lady, you made your bed and now you have to lie in it.
No, see, I have, like, some more sympathy, but, you know, she's stuck with Eric now. You can see, even, like, in the preview, they show that they try to highlight it. I don't think it's necessarily going to come to fruition, but they were very much like, is Kira going to leave after Cashel? Like, she's that distraught that, like, it is a question where it has not been in the past.
Yeah, and I just kind of feel bad for Eric because Kira's literally weeping in his arms about another man.
Yeah, I mean, that's hard. Like, she's known him for, you know, like 3 weeks, like 24/7, whereas she's known Eric for like 3 days. And she's even like, while she's weeping, like she's being very conscious of being like, he was my best friend here. Like it was that, like, and then eventually in private, she might say, like, did I make like the wrong, she says something in the preview, but as far as what we've seen, she definitely was good about keeping it as like, he was my friend. Like he was my friend. I regret not hanging out with him as a friend.
Yeah, which I don't buy. I think she's still interested in him. I think it's the thing where she's described over the past 2 weeks where when she likes someone and she gets them, she then doesn't want them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they pull away, she then wants them again. And I feel like this is like the extreme version of that. And
that's very fair.
Yeah, it's just a little uncomfy.
A good read. Yeah, I'm rooting for them on the outside, but not thinking it's going to happen.
Yeah, I wouldn't hold my breath.
Yeah.
So then that's it for the week in Love Island. We get a preview that there's going to be more new arrivals coming, and it does not specify any specific gender. So I guess they're going to continue to really mix it up, which mm-hmm. is an interesting choice.
Yeah, they show a few new men, a few new women. So I don't know if they're all coming together. Like, I kind of don't want to get another like big grouping. I like how they will usually do it on the UK and how they did it at the beginning here, where they would drop off like, okay, now here's two men. Okay, now here's two women. And then like really give it a chance to breathe. Like, let's get to know these people and not like throw in like one big blob of newbies. But I'm hoping.
Yeah, the twists might be ruining Love Island already.
Oh, no.
No, I'm kidding. Don't worry. Calm down.
How dare you.
Do you have any other like overall thoughts on the week that you would like to share?
No, I'm okay. So I know that it's like very short term. I'm a little concerned that we don't have enough time to like get to the point where like enough people are coming in and going and they're like forming like enough serious relationships to have like multiple winner contenders towards the end. But ultimately, I'm still like very happy in the direction that the show is moving. I do think whether it gets renewed on CBS or someone else tries to buy it, that like the production team knows what they're doing.
I would predict that the new Islanders we're getting next week will be the last ones. And then we're going to start really cutting down because we don't have that much time.
Yeah, that's fair. I think we have like a week and a half left. The finale is on like either two Wednesdays or Thursdays from now. Mm-hmm. So that is fair. I know sometimes we'll get like one person at the end who really just has no shot, and it's just unfair that they got brought in at that point. But I think having this next batch of Islanders be the last is probably a good call.
Yeah, and so that's my official prediction. So I did also pull some questions from the Rob Has Awesome Patrons Facebook group. So if you want to ask us questions, become a patron at robhaswebsite.com/patron. So the first question is from Mike Christensen. He says, how does Arielle compare to the UK host? I know it's because she's a fan of the show, but during the dumpings, she seems like she's too invested in these people for a host.
Okay. So there's really no comparison to, you know, Caroline Flack, but the Flack, as they may call her. But I will say I really like Arielle. I wish that she had a little more to do on the show. Hopefully that increases as we get towards the end. But overall, like, I'm very happy with the choice. That's not one of the complaints I have about the show at all.
Yeah, I think she's incredible. And I don't want to hear people complaining about hosts being a fan of the show, because have you ever heard of a goddess named Arissa Cox?
Yeah, no, definitely having your host like into the show makes it much better, especially like if they're going to in the finale when she's going to, spoiler alert, be asking the couples like questions and stuff. It's very helpful that she's going to like have some investment in them and also like know their stories.
Absolutely. And I feel like in the UK version, like Carolyn is the same way.
Yeah, 100%.
So great job. Great casting. Humberto asks, why are Alex and Dylan not getting the airtime that dull Elizabeth and Zach are getting? They are a way more relatable couple, and Alex is bae.
I feel like we may have gotten our answer to that in terms of Dylan might not be as into it, or at least like they're not outwardly as like affectionate. They're not giving the show what they want in terms of like the boyfriend and girlfriend coupley material, which is unfortunate.
Yeah, it is unfortunate. And Alex is absolutely bae. Laura Penny asks, how is the coupling order decided?
So, I mean, I don't think that, unless you have any other insight, I believe that the producers are just picking based on like what's the most interesting. So like I said, you're not going to have Katrina go last. If it's Cashel going home, then that's when you have Kira go last. So they're going to get like all the obvious couplings out of the way generally, and then move down to the ones that are in question.
Yeah, because like it would not be entertaining to watch Elizabeth pick last, and then it's like Zach and Winston sitting there. Because then it's cool, no question.
Would have been a real dilemma.
Yeah, like who would know what could happen? It would be so interesting. We've already addressed that. We also got a question on Twitter from Ryan Daniel at Whoa It's Rye Guy, and he says, "Would this short-term yet dramatic fling with Cashel and Kira warrant a second trip for them next year, or segue into X on the Beach? Basically, I need more of them."
Okay. I don't know about you, but so Love Island UK has not yet dipped into bringing back All Stars, really. I kind of hope they don't. I really like the fresh new people. I definitely would be down to see them on X on the Beach, however.
Yeah, I think that we would need to see them actually date in real life before they would be able to maneuver to X on the Beach. And then, hey, what do you know? They could end up on the challenge.
There's no way that we need to see them date in real life. The X's on X on the Beach are like the most flimsy. So many of them kind of out of Are You the One? Like they're completely qualified.
Okay, well, whatever. I think they should date a little bit in real life first.
I mean, I would like to see it, but I don't know that they necessarily need to.
Fine. Okay. We also received some questions from Nick Snow on Twitter at Nick_C_Snow. And he gave us topics to be discussed on the podcast. One, so once you've proven to be a solid couple, you get sent on dates, you still get airtime? Yes. And two, does Zach remind y'all of Hoodie Allen?
Rude to the Long Island legend, Hoodie Allen. No, not particularly, to be honest.
Zach reminds me of Jeff Schroeder.
Oh,
like a lot, like just the way he talks.
That's so rude. I'm gonna keep an eye out for it. I have not yet seen that comparison, but it definitely has not clicked with me on that one either.
Yeah, but he certainly does not remind me of Hoodie Allen. And then last question, Natalie Franklin slid into my DMs to ask, why do they think I want to watch people make out in the dark? And I don't have a good answer for that.
No, I don't know. That's probably, I would say, more so like the beds. I definitely think they probably just want to like prove that like, oh, look, these are couples and they're actually like together doing coupley stuff. So you need to have like some coupley time on the show.
Yeah, I saw a tweet. I already mentioned it this podcast where they were like, why is everyone prudish? And it's like, this is the proof that they're not all prudes.
Yeah, I mean, I would say probably that is a CBS editing decision more than it is absolutely nothing going on. And I also think the Islanders are just becoming more comfortable with like the cameras, like after first few days, like you're going to forget they're there.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, that is it for questions. Do you have any last thoughts before we have a week from hearing from you again?
No, I am good. I'm hoping Kira sticks around. I am excited to actually see what like comes of Kira and Eric, whether it be that one of them moves on, whether it be that they find a way to work it out. That's the storyline I'm currently the most interested in.
And I feel like we have no choice but to be interested in that, because that's like all they showed us this week was Kira and Eric.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, I would like to see, if I'm going to have like one couple get like couple-y scenes, give me like Caro and Ray. Like I very much have enjoyed like their more like quirky scenes together than like a more generic couple.
They're super cute.
Yeah.
I really like Ray.
Yeah, so do I. I'm definitely like, I'm just worried because we only have that week and a half left. Like, do they have that winner potential? But I think I would like to see it.
I would definitely like to see it. I think that would be fun. Do you have like a firm winner prediction at this time?
I mean, I feel like you have to go Zach and Elizabeth. Like the stan culture is just like so big, especially like as you see on Twitter. I don't know what the casual vote audience is going to be like, but given that you have to download an app, I feel like you're more of the super fans are coming in. So I'm still sticking with Zach and Elizabeth. But in terms of who I would like, let's go Caro and Ray.
Yeah, I would like to see them. I do think Elizabeth and Zach are the front runners. They've got that Jeff and Jordan vibes.
Okay. Well, I can see that part of the comparison.
So, and we know how America responds to that. So it's a good shot for them. Mm-hmm. So Scally, where can people find you?
People can find me on Twitter at Brian_Scally. That's BRIAN_SCALLY.
Perfect. And Scally, I think, is a very underrated Twitter account. So people should definitely check that out. Great memes.
Underrated like Weston, right?
I think a little different, but if that's what you want to be compared to, then sure.
No, I will take this.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Kirsten Said What. You can catch me on the Big Brother morning updates, normally on a Sunday, also on robhaswebsite.com. And you can catch me recapping Riverdale with Mary Kwiatkowski on KowskiCast. That is Cow with a K. Hopefully I'll be able to get more exit interviews for you guys, but I am not going to promise anything because I don't like to promise things I can't guarantee. Thank you for checking us out this week. Thank you to Scott St. Pierre for editing this podcast, and have a good day. Bye.